Tulsa, Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill, and Jane Phillips Medical Center working together to keep you on the move by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. And we'll get to our community connection. Guess what the topic's going to be? Yep. Green Country Christmas coming up in just a bit.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it is Green Country Christmas. And in to help me out with this morning, Jerry Melton. And hey, we're in it. Hey, we got 10 winning numbers out there already.
That's right. If you've been shopping at the door or store with the green tree on the door, yeah, then and you're collecting those tickets, then make sure you look at them today because we got the first 10 daily drawing numbers.
I haven't checked my numbers, but I'll say I have a potential winning number out there. We'll see. Don't know. But, hey, that's, you know, right now, as Ed McMahon would say, you may have already won.
That's right. That's right. We drew 10 numbers this morning, so make sure you check them. We're going to be drawing them every day. This is the first day of those daily number drawings. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't looked yet, make sure you do look. We've been talking about them all morning on our air, yep, as well as you can check the weather line number.
Yep.
And you can check the EE as well as our website.
That's right. And, of course, the Sunrise Reporter, the other source you didn't mention. But I handed the Sunrise Reporter to the guy that prints it and distributes that about 4:30 this morning. So it was already hitting the streets well before 6 o'clock. So if you are an early riser and one of the places that gets the sunrise, maybe one of our area places that serves a good breakfast or something, why, you know, you could have actually seen the numbers before I was reading them on the air at 6. The Sunrise Reporter, we also published to the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. You could have seen that online at about between 4:30 and 5. So, you know, if you're an early riser, great. If not, that's okay too.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you want to check those numbers and you may have missed a number or whatever, you can go back on our weather line at 336-2900. Check them there. So there's lots of ways to check them out. 5 different ways, if I count it right.
Yep,
my counting's really bad on Monday mornings. But, yes, there's 5 different ways to check them out. And Green Country Christmas is a great way. We love it. It's a great way to keep our tax dollars here at home. In Bartlesville and Dewey, we have over 100 different businesses participating. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there Christmas shopping, grocery shopping, or just getting gas at the ASAP General Stores, then there you go. Get your Green Country ticket.
There you go. You don't even have to buy anything. Just walk in the door and say, I want my ticket.
Yeah, that's
now,
the
best. Hopefully
you'll
look around and buy something while you're there. But, you know, I want people to visit every store sometime during the Christmas, you know, promotion. So just walk in the door, say, I want my ticket, and then take a look around for, you know, as long as it takes.
You know. That's right. You get one for just asking.
Yeah.
So, and then you'll get one for every additional ticket for $10 purchase.
Yeah.
So you buy $20 in gas, you can get 2 tickets.
If
you go and buy groceries.
If you wanted to be really busy, you could hit all of each one of the 100 businesses every day. And,
absolutely,
you know, that'd be a lot of tickets.
I know. And you get a really good odds for that major day drawing that's going to be coming up as well.
We've had more than 1 million tickets in the bin the last several years. Make it busy for Kevin. Make it 2 million this year, okay?
I know. Everybody always asks me, how do you get them like all put together and stir them up and stuff? I was like, well, we get a big old dumpster. We,
yep,
stuff Kevin inside it, and we have him with a shovel just stirring away.
It's so fun to watch him do that.
It really is. It's just a fun day all together. The best thing about this promotion is that, like I said, it keeps those dollars here at home, and it helps support our local community. And the great thing is it happens right before the holidays. So whether you're going out to buy groceries for Thanksgiving, Christmas,
yeah,
if you're going to buy your Christmas presents, Black Friday shopping, you're getting green tickets back too. And we got some big major prizes as well as those $50 at least daily drawing prizes.
And, you know, if you're out shopping in one of the participating businesses, and I hope you are, you know, people are happy to hand out the tickets, but, you know, they are human. Sometimes they get busy and they forget. So don't be afraid to say, oh, you know, when you're checking out, oh, did I get a ticket for that? They'll be happy to give it to you. The clerks sometimes just get busy. So
that's right. And you know, some places always, or people ask, what places actually have the tickets? Well, the good
we
thing,
do.
Yeah, we have tickets. So come up here and see us. We love to see you. Also, if you see a poster on the door, so it got a big old green tree on it. That's why it says shop at the door or store with the green tree on the door. My phrases aren't working very well this morning.
By Friday morning, you'll have it down pat.
That's right. So go into those stores that have those posters on it and shop there, as well as ask for your Green Country ticket.
And while you're there, I think there's a green sheet of paper that you've distributed along with the tickets that has a list of all the businesses. So once you found one, you can find the rest.
As well, yeah, and as well as the front of it has the rules for all of it. As well, at the very bottom, it has all the major prizes that we're going to have at our major prize drawing.
Okay.
So.
That's a neat way to find out about everything. You know?
Yeah, all in one little piece of paper.
Yeah, more than $35,000 in cash and prizes. These daily prizes, I believe those all come from the place you already shopped. It's kind of a thank you for shopping gift, right?
Exactly. So when you're looking at your numbers, they're going to be, your prize will be from the places that you shopped.
I just happen to have a list right here.
Yeah.
How about from Armstrong Bank in Dewey, 0-34-80-57 for a $50 gift card. From Bartnett IP, 0-37-80-38 for a Force 200 EPMP 1000 radio. From Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, you'd go have some lunch or have some dinner, 0-38-60-53 for two $25 gift certificates. From the French Nest, 0-38-80-17 for a $50 gift certificate. From Imaging Concepts, 0-34-02-32 for a $50 gift certificate. From Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning, 0-10-40-85 for a $50 gift certificate. From Marvin's Food Saver, 0-35-00-86 for a $50 gift certificate. From Riddle's Jewelry in the Washington Park Mall, 0-11-61-12 for a $50 gift certificate. From Senor Salsa, 0-25-60-43 for $225 gift certificates, or from Watts Distributing, 0-27-61-35 for a $50 gift certificate. That's today's 10 tickets.
That's awesome, Charlie. And you know, some people ask me, they're like, how do I keep track of all these tickets? And how I do it is, when I get my ticket, I write on the back of it where I got it from. So say I got it from Buffalo Wild Wings from the other night at dinner. I'm going to go and look at my daily drawings. And if I see there is one from Buffalo Wild Wings, I check my number.
Yep.
Because for the daily drawings, we're going to tell you where your ticket is from that we're drawing.
Yeah.
So make sure you, if you write that on the back, then it's easy for you guys to keep track of those daily numbers.
Yeah, but some of these tickets in some households, you know, people have been doing some Christmas gift buying. So that, you know, that doesn't necessarily work for everybody,
that's one good way. And there are multiple ways,
you know,
of doing this.
Another way is I have in the past, I haven't done it yet this year, just open up a word processing document and just, you know, if I've got, you know, a string of numbers, because usually you get more than one ticket from a place. I'll say, you know, I'll put down the first ticket and the last ticket number, kind of, so I get the range. And so at least I know that, you know, either I have something that starts with 0-37 or I don't, you know.
Yeah, that'd be really great, especially for the major day when we don't tell you where it's from, and then you can just go and put it in your number order.
Yeah, well, we particularly on the big day, we always tell where it's from. If you, somebody in your household shopped at Atwoods, and you didn't shop at Atwoods, check them anyway, you know.
Yeah,
somebody
exactly.
Else, you know, somebody else may have bought it at Atwoods or at Boulevard Pharmacy or at any one of the 100 other places. So, you know.
Yeah, by that time, I have so many tickets, I'm starting to get them all mixed up. So, like you said, that word number, our word process would be great to have. So.
Yeah, yeah. If, you know, if you can do a spreadsheet, you can do it by a word processor document. It depends on how you want to manage
it.
But the day of the drawing, I know there's one lady that has called in a few years ago. She was a winner. She just had them all taped down to her dining room table. So whatever works for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you get the chance, share them on our Facebook page, because everyone's always looking for ideas. So you can go on to KWN, KYFM, KRAG, KPGM, and our Facebook page, and share them there. We'd love to see how you guys do that, and it gives great ideas for everybody.
Or just, you know, take a picture of it and tweet it and include our hashtag at bvilleradio.com, and that way everybody that follows us gets to see what's going on, too. So.
Absolutely. So we've mentioned the major drawing a couple times, Charlie.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is that you don't actually have to be in one place in order on the day of the drawing. That's one of my favorite things, is we actually get to come to you. Okay. So you could be in your car listening. You could be at work listening. As long as you are within the state of Oklahoma or intermediate location.
Actually, you don't even have to be in Oklahoma. We've gone to Coffeyville and Independence a time or two. So, you know.
Yes, and Kansas, yes. Yeah. But if you're in California, we won't be coming to California.
Sorry about that. No good way to go hand you your prize or even go verify your ticket. So if you're out of the radio broadcast area, then, yeah, you probably need somebody else to handle your tickets for you.
That's a good point, though. A lot of people up in Kansas do come down here and shop, and they do. We are very thankful for that, and we want you to keep your tickets because we will come to you as well. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Tell you what, we'll review some of the major prizes that will be up on the big drawing and go over a couple of more things and tips on how you can make the best of those green tickets. And I'll read the winning ticket numbers one more time when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and starting at 6 o'clock on the air, I started reading green ticket numbers, 10 of them. And Jerry, how much are the prizes on those daily prizes?
They're at least $50.
Okay.
So they might be in different variations. So we have some that are gift baskets. We have some that are items. Some that are $50 gift certificates or cards. And then some of them, like Buffalo Wild Wings, for example, are two $25 gift certificates. So you can kind of split it up. But it goes to this one winner.
Okay.
And so your prize will always be at least $50 for those daily prizes.
And I know in the past some of them have been, you know, $100 or I think even $250 on one of them that I think of. So. They can
absolutely
be a lot more, but they will be at least 50, right?
At least 50, yes.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, like you said, there's some that are way more than that. And so you never know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah. So again, it pays to shop locally. And I know there's so many things you mentioned already, just keeping your local merchants supported, keeping your sales tax dollars at home. But, you know, I also look at it, and Dory and I frequently will talk about this the morning of the drawing, that these are the people that are out there that, you know, if you're going out and trying to collect a donation for the Boy Scouts, the Little League, the you name it. It's, you know, these are the people that are out there supporting our community efforts with all the local nonprofits and that sort of thing, and providing local, you know, service after the sale. So
exactly. I mean, they're your family, they're your friends, they're your neighbors.
Yeah.
And so we want to support them, they want to support us, and this is just one other way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I mentioned this, but it never hurts to bring it up again. When we start a set of tickets, like tomorrow we'll draw 10 more tickets, mm-hmm. So there'll be a total of 20 potential winners out there, assuming nobody picks up anything from today, but I know they will. But, then you have 3 business days to claim your prize, right?
Yes, you have 3 business days to claim your prize. If you're not here by the 5 o'clock on that third day, then it's going to go back into rotation for the next set of drawings. So after those, at 5 o'clock this third day, then it's null and void, that ticket. And so then we'll go on to another ticket later on.
Yeah,
so.
And if we drew that ticket, then at least, you know, I'll say if we drew for that prize, mm-hmm. you miss out on winning that particular prize, unless, mm-hmm. of course, we draw the next consecutive ticket from the last one or whatever.
Exactly. So, but you never know. So come claim make sure you're looking at your tickets, though, because that's the only way to win those daily prizes, is if you're actually looking at your tickets. So.
Well, yeah, and there are very few rules on this one. I think you've got the rule sheet, mm-hmm. There in front of you. About the big one, and it matters on daily prizes and, of course, on the big day as well. Everybody that it works for, any participating business, can win any prize except the one from where they work.
Exactly. So if you work for Phillips 66 in our major drawing, for example. You can't get it from Phillips 66, but you can get everything else in that package. If you work at Senor Salsa, you're not going to be able to get the daily price from Senor Salsa, but you can get it from any other place.
So that really, I think, helps out a lot so that there are quite a few people, I think particularly with me because I'm kind of visible, you know, people will, can you win? Well, yes, I can. Everything except the $5,000. So, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So I can't win $5,000, but I can win a whole bunch of other prizes like the $3,000, the $2,000, or the $1,000 cash prizes from Cherokee Casino.
Yeah. It all works out pretty well that way.
Yeah. And like I said, there's a wide variety of prizes and you just can't win from where you work. Yeah. So. That's simple, does it?
there are a couple other minor things, but that really, you know, like you know, on some of the trip and that sort of thing, I think you do have to be 21.
But. Yeah, yeah. But you could always, if you're not 21, you can always grab somebody who's...
Donate mom and dad.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be my ticket, but I'll give it to mom and dad.
And they will greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and they might even take you along. You never know.
Exactly, exactly. So, after all the daily tickets are done, we are going to be doing the major prize drawing, and it is going to be on Tuesday, December 20th.
That's going to be like 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. 5 weeks. That'll sneak up on you, won't it? And we're going to simulcast that on all four of our stations.
Okay.
So the only way to be able to know is to actually listen in that day. And we won't be posting them on our website and stuff like that until afterwards. But you only have a minute and 40 seconds to call in once you hear your number.
Yeah, a minute and 40 seconds. Yeah, that's true, but no, it's not. Okay.
Yes.
Here's how it works.
Call in as soon as
Kevin hands me the ticket number after going dumpster diving for that particular ticket. I will read. Typically, I'll say it is from Marvin's Food Saver, for instance, and I'll read the ticket, and I'll kind of read it two or three different ways just to make sure, however you hear ticket numbers, whether in groups of three or groups of two or one number at a time. Dory then typically will describe the prize. You can have all that time so far to look at your tickets. Dory is describing the prize, and typically there's 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 22 numbers in, or items in that prize package, except for the $5,000. Then it's just $5,000. But so you have all that time while she's describing the prize. I'll read the ticket one or two more times and then start the clock. So a minute and 40 from the time I start the clock, but typically that's more like three or four.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, don't wait. So if you're, like, driving down the road and you're like, I have to wait till I get to Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Or I have to do this or I have to do that. Or if somebody calls you and is like, oh, your ticket, call in.
Get off the phone. I got to call.
Exactly. Call right away. Because, like he said, after that clock ends at a minute and 40 seconds after he starts it, then it can go, it goes on to the next person.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to miss out on your chance at $5,000 or in a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to go into it packages. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. And like we said, we will have station personnel that will be scattered throughout the listening area. So upon receiving the call, the station official will be dispersed to your location to verify that ticket number. So after you call in, we'll send somebody to you.
And of course, once we've verified that ticket number, then... you're probably jumping up and down because you're a winner on whatever prize package you want. I mean, they're all great prize packages, but I've talked to so many excited people over the years. It's just a fun morning.
Yeah.
Daily winning numbers this morning, in case you you didn't hear it because you tuned in early. By the way, they are on the Sunrise Reporter. They're on the website. They're, of course, also on the Weatherline Forecast Service. We'll read them on the air a number of times. They'll be in today's Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise. From Armstrong Bank in Dewey, 0-34-80-57 for a $50 gift card. From Bartnet IP, 0-37-80-38 for a Force 200 EMP 1000 radio. From Buffalo Wild Wings, 0-38-60-53 for two $25 gift certificates. From the French Nest, 0-38-80-17 for a $50 gift certificate. From Imaging Concepts, 0-34-02-32 for a $50 gift certificate. From Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning, 0-10-40-85 for a $50 gift certificate. From Marvin's Food Saver, 0-35-0086 for a $50 gift certificate. From Riddle's Jewelry, 0-11-61 0112 for a $50 gift certificate. From Senor Salsa, 0256043 for two $25 gift certificates. And from Watts Distributing, 0276135 for a $50 gift certificate. Jerry, they've got until 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon to claim their prize. Bring their winning tickets here and see us at K1.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
Oh, and in news, I'm Randy.